Welcome to another episode of the Real Estate Espresso Podcast, your morning shot of what's new in the world of real estate investing. I'm your host, Victor Monash, and today we are talking about meeting your Facebook friends. That's right, meeting them live, in person, for real. Well, yes, folks, this is where real relationships are built, offline, not online. Over the next couple of weeks, I'll be spending some really high quality time at the dinner table, around the conference table, and by the side of the pool. That's right, folks. I'm going to be attending the Investor Summit at Sea. This is a week-long conference aboard a cruise ship, and we have some of the most notable people from the world of real estate investing, economists, thinkers, speakers, just incredible, incredible people, and of course, investors as well. And it's in that process of spending quality time, getting to know each other, deepening existing relationships, that amazing opportunities come to the surface. Opportunities and business opportunities just get created out of nothing, out of people's inherent creativity. In order to accomplish anything in life, I've discovered that you really need three things. First and foremost, you need the knowledge and direction. You actually need to know what to do. But most people already know what to do. The second thing you need is you need the emotional drive. And connected with that, you need to eliminate whatever emotional obstacles are getting in the way of you accomplishing your goal. And third, and this is the most important and often the most overlooked, that is you need to be in the right environment. And when you're in the right environment, surrounded by the right people, that's when magic happens. That's absolutely when magic happens. And I know from past experience that I'm going to accomplish about 6 months worth of business done the regular way in about a week, simply by being in the right environment. And I know at the end of the week, I'm going to be exhausted. I'm going to be putting 18-hour days. I'm going to be learning. I'm going to be sharing best practices. I'm probably even going to be recording episodes of this podcast with some notable people. I mean, heck, I'm going to have amazing people very close at my fingertips. Absolutely want to take advantage of the proximity and conduct these interviews face-to-face. I've already met a number of people on the summit. We already have over 100 people on the cruise who have never been on the summit at sea before. Now, you might be saying to yourself, you know what? I can't afford $8,000. I can't afford 12 days out of the month of April. And that's okay. If you can't make this event, that's perfectly fine. Find another event. If you can't find another event, create one and invite some of the best people in the world that you can possibly get to attend your event. And you know what? This will take time. This is relationship building. This is not networking. Networking lives in the world of instant gratification. Relationship building is part of the long game. You definitely want to be intentional. For example, this event is 10 days in length. That gives me 30 opportunities, 3 meals a day, 10 days, 30 opportunities to meet with people in a small, intimate setting, maybe 4 to a table, maybe 2 to a table, maybe 6 to a table. I know I'm not going to get around and meet everybody, and I don't need to. I simply need to develop high-quality relationships with a small number of people and deepen existing relationships with a small number of people. Again, it's the long game. And I don't approach these conversations from the perspective of what can I get from this. I'm here to actually give and be generous and share my knowledge and give advice and make other introductions. And somehow in that process, the world has a magical way of giving back. In fact, even this podcast is part of relationship building. This is an opportunity for me to share with you some of what's on my mind on a daily basis. I'm not expecting anything in return. If you like what you're hearing, I'd love it if you'd go into iTunes and maybe give me a great review or something like that. But, you know, really, I'm not here to ask anything from you. My hope is that this podcast is part of a conversation that starts your day. And I know a subset of you will take the conversation and take it offline, perhaps email me, perhaps reach out to me directly. And if you've done that, you already know that I've responded to you, usually within 24 hours. So if you're spending part of your day on Facebook, maybe posting an article or some story, go ahead and continue to do that. But remember, it's part of relationship building with real people in the real world. If you decide to skip the second part, what you're doing is a complete waste of time. At the end of the day, Facebook and Instagram likes will be maybe emotionally rewarding, but they're not going to feed your family. So get out there, get offline, meet your Facebook friends in person. Have a spectacular day, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.